Bershus, Maran Rosh Hashiva Shlita, Rabbeim, fellow Talmidim, and friends of our yeshiva. Hoidu Lashem ki toiv ki li'olam chastoi. I would like to take this opportunity to express my hakaras hatoiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me the schus of being nene miziv oiroi of Moiri v'Revi, Agoin HaKadosh, Rav Moshe Turski, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha, Hashem Yikoyim Damov, as a Talmud and as a Chavrusa for the past 16 years. Leil Shabbos, First Seder, Night Seder. And for the schus of reflecting upon others as the Shalom Eishiv of his shir. The recent tragic events have dimmed the guiding light in my life as well as the lives of so many of you Talmidim. It is a kavod for the Rebbe that I share with you this evening some of his Divrei Torah, some personal encounters, as Divrei Zikaron Le'ilui Nishmasai. There's really so much to talk about, but I would like to focus upon a topic that the Rebbe would constantly talk about, Binyane D'Yoma, as we approach Hanukkah, and it's the idea of Kabbalah Satira. He would say over by his Hanukkah Masiba, B'Shem his Alta Zeda, Mare Naim, that Hanukkah is a yontif of Kabbalah Satira. And he would go on to explain that there's a difference between the Kabbalah Satira of Shavuos and the Kabbalah Satira of Hanukkah. But it wasn't just Hanukkah, and it wasn't just Shavuos. It wasn't Yom Kippur, and it wasn't just Purim. But like Rashi brings in Parshas Yisro, on the pasuk "Bayoyim Azeh Bo Midbar Sinai," "Sheyu Divrei Torah Lecha Kiilu Hayoyim Nitna." The Talmidim felt that Shir every single day was a new Nesinas HaTorah, with new insights, broadening our horizons, and shining light on concepts spanning over Kol HaTorah Kula. Despite his great godless, he played his role as the Noisein HaTorah with great responsibility and Mesiras Nefesh. Last winter, one Thursday night, he came into Night Seder and he mentioned to the boys, there'll be no shir tomorrow on Friday. In truth, he wasn't feeling well. But the boys insisted and they pushed him until finally he gave in. He said, okay, so I'll give shir. As the boys walked away, he mumbled to me, this will be the first time in 21 years that I'm giving shir without preparing. But besides the Noisein HaTorah, he also taught us how to be Mekablei HaTorah. And like Yehuda just mentioned, the word that the Rebbe used to say on the Pasuk, Vayichen Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, and he used to say, what is the big shvach that they stood facing the mountain? And he used to elaborate, after all, it was the greatest light and sound show that they ever had in history, with all the kailis who brought him. So what's the big kunst to be neged ahar? And he answered, like Yehuda said, that the greatness wasn't that they faced the mountain. Rather, the kunst was that they turned their backs on the rest of the world. No outside influences infiltrated into the Rebbe's pure Chochmas HaTorah. And just like a pure ner of olive oil gives off such a pure bright light, a clarity and sense of emes was apparent in every vart, in every etzah, and in every hanhaga. One of the highlights of the year was going to the Rebbe for the Purim Suda. It was packed with Divrei Torah, singing, Dveikus, Hisayrus, and how could I not mention all the delicious food prepared by the Rebbetzin. But above all, it was an opportunity to connect to him without that Yiras HaRoimimus blocking the way. I would like to mention two stories that come to mind. many years ago. Once a bacher got up and asked him, in the middle of the Suda, if he could put his hand on the Rebbe's forehead, and all the Torah in the Rebbe's brain will be beamed over to him. The Rebbe got up out of his seat, and he said, "You missed the whole point of what Purim is all about." He then went on to explain that Purim is a day of Kabbalas HaTorah, like it says, Kimu V'Kivlu. And Kabbalas HaTorah has to be done with lots and lots of amelas, step by step, day by day, year by year. More recently, one year, when it came time for the Talmidim to leave, we would all line up, we would ask him for a bracha. Just a few years ago, when I was leaving, I lined up and I asked him for a bracha, and he said to me, "You should be a Talmud Chacham and Yirei Shamayim." And I personally was expecting much, much more than that. And I asked him, "Rebbe, that's it?" And he said back to me, "What else is there in this world?" And as Shlomo HaMelech writes at the end of Koheles, "Seif davar akol nishma, es elikim yira, betz mitzvaysav shemar, ki zeh kol ha'adam." And that is what we saw in him, day in and day out, a Talmud Chacham and a Yirei Shamayim. As we enter into a new tkufa in our lives, there is one thing that I would like to share with you. This past week, as I walked into the Beis Medrash, sitting down on my bench, a sense of darkness sat in as the seat next to me remains empty. But as I looked around at the vibrant Beis Medrash, with Talmidim sitting and steiging Basmada Rabba, this dark, dark gullus is illuminated by the light in every Talmud, by the light in every Rashi, and in every Tosfos. The great impact of his loss has already sparked a tremendous chizik in Yerushalayim, in the yeshiva. We already see chizik in davening, in brachis, chizik in emun and bitachin, and chizik in kedushas haShabbos. But the truth is that whether you're still in the confines of the Koisle Beis HaMedrash or not, the Rebbe's message will continue to inspire and enlighten the special Talmidim of Yeshivas Teres Moshe. Be a Talmud Chacham and Yirei Shamayim. Turn your back on the darkness of the outside world and to continue to be Moisif V'Hoylech in your Kabbalah Satayra, step by step, day by day, year by year. Let us conclude with a short Tfilas Rabim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the Siyata Deshmaya to go weiter and to be Mamshich the derech that our Heilige Rebbe has taught us. And may we be zeiche to see the Or Chodosh Al Tzion Toir v'nizke chulanu mehera le'oiroi with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu v'mehera v'yamenu. Amen.